This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a job guy.
And now, another celebrity PSA. That's public service announcement for those of you in Rio Linda. From Off the Hook Radio. Because we care. Sorta. Not really.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Back to a pork butt.
Oh, we love Kermit.
I didn't hear half of that.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, I don't know. It played. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It all played.
We're here.
I was listening to it live. So.
No, it's all right. I finally stopped laughing. What CB said right before.
What? I'm supposed to mute?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention.
And after Slim said, you got to mute so I can get to make sure the show tests all right and where everything's going to run all right and everything will be fine. And about a minute later, CB, was I supposed to mute?
Yeah, well,
Slim goes,
I was.
Yeah,
I know. That was the best part. It was his total exasperation.
Oh, I had my hand completely reached around onto another mouse, and then I had to turn my microphone back on. So that was what the was for, because of my hand was nowhere near the switch for the microphone, but it is what it is. So it's just a delicate process to make sure this all goes
well.
Smooth.
I understood. I made an exclamation, then I realized it was really quiet. So I was wondering if I was the only one.
Okay.
And I was.
Man, when it's quiet with the three of us, you know it's just you.
It's got to be muted.
Yeah. Anyway, well,
birds, and I missed a shot.
I'm sorry. Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for July 20th.
Oh, wait. Barbara wasn't ready.
2020.
There she is. She's ready.
She's getting old. She's a little slow. It's okay.
She's drunk tonight.
Oh, she's drunk most nights.
She was out with Nate.
Oh, God. Yeah. Drinking the free taxpayer paid booze on her private airline back and forth to San Francisco. For some of you, it's your first time listening on our new commercial free, ad free, totally free Zone Out Radio app. DJ Slim has gotten it done again for us, and he can explain it. Slimbo.
Nothing to explain. It's just finally we have our own way that you can listen on yourself. Why not that our website wasn't easy to listen, but everyone has an app and everyone wants an app. So we got an app. And of course, it's not Off the Hook Radio because we are just part of Zone Out Radio. But the app is Zone Out Radio. It's in the Google Play Store. It's in the App Store for Apple. So download it. You can listen to us live on your cell phones. I think it's on the tablets too. I don't know. I didn't look.
We are the reason for Zone Out Radio to exist.
You don't care.
I don't have a tablet that's worth putting it on. So it's for the phone. It's so that people can.
I can put it on my tablet.
Well, there you go. You can do that. Let me know if it's.
We'll see what happens. Wait, we'll do this live on the radio.
Oh dear God! But yeah, it's in Google. It's in Apple. You can download it. It's real simple.
It's an Android tablet too.
Enable your push notifications, of course, so you can never miss us or know when idle radio shows.
I got my push notification 15 minutes before the show started telling me the show was coming on.
Yes,
yeah, me too. It was highly exciting.
But I can't listen because I have to be on it.
Because you're here.
Yeah. I can't be two places at once. I haven't figured out how to do that yet.
All right. How the hell do I do this?
But I'm excited. I'm happy.
I don't know, but before I get into the show stuff, I just want you guys remember I ran that header that said breaking news and then I put what the hell now?
No.
I didn't leave it up long. But breaking news. What the hell now? Squirrel test positive for bubonic plague in Colorado.
Oh, God.
Are you fucking kidding me? A squirrel has tested positive for the bubonic plague in Morrison, Colorado, according to Jefferson County public health officials. Now officials have issued a warning for humans and their pets. That's the whole article.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but there's one squirrel. Where the hell did it come from?
But I'm really, this is from MSN too, and CBS News. I don't understand this. They didn't blame it on Trump yet. What the hell's the matter with them?
Well, it looks like he has a squirrel on top of his head anyway, so.
Did you see how Facebook erupted over this, though? I mean, they went absolutely insane, and all of a sudden, now we were going to have the bubonic plague everywhere because of the one squirrel. Now,
well, there's another reason to keep your kids out of school, because all the squirrels in the classrooms.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because we had, like, 4 days ago, 4 days before that, we had the one case of bubonic plague over in China. And then, like, 4 days later, and that was all on the news. I mean, it was just one case. But then, like, 4 days later, we get the bubonic plague squirrel in Colorado. So the internet, TikTok especially, went absolutely insane.
You got to understand, bubonic plague is carried by fleas. So a flea bit the squirrel and gave the squirrel bubonic plague, but it means there's more fleas out there that have it.
Oh, my God.
So this could actually, well, see, I did look up bubonic plague, and there is like 1,000 cases per year. I don't remember if that was actually worldwide or United States, but
the media that. They'll blame it on Trump, and he'll lose another 2 points in the polls. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry you brought that up then.
Sorry. No, I'll shut up.
It's my fault. Ahead.
It looks good on my tablet.
Well, there you go. Your tablet's bigger. That's why. Tablet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you had a real phone like ours.
I got a real phone.
It's just he's got a small screen. That's the problem.
Hey.
I have an 11 Pro Max.
May not be big, but it plays hell with the sides.
The thing is this is
the 10 Max, right?
Me? No, I just have the XR.
Ooh.
Oh, that's like an 11.
It works.
With a plastic case.
Which should work. I built it.
Yeah.
See?
There he goes. He goes from modest and humble to bragging in like a minute. I love it.
Well, it was funny. I sat down last week on Wednesday night and just said, you know what? I'm going to do this. And I even texted you, I don't know, one night and said, we're going to have an app, didn't I? Like Thursday night, I think I texted you and said, we're going to have an app. It'll be up by, you know, the weekend. And sure enough, I had it up by Sunday. So,
yeah, but you should have told me Sunday because my MP3 player died while I was mowing the lawn.
I'm sorry.
And it was 80s day on Zone Out. You'd have been in your glory.
It double sucked.
Yeah, I had 80s all day on Zone Out Radio. So, but yeah, download the app or, you know, zoneoutradio.com.
I listened to Zone Out Radio for about 15 minutes a day, and every song I heard was good.
I programmed it. Of course it is.
There's no Kaleo on it, though.
I'll make sure to throw him in somewhere.
There's no Alpo either.
We'll close the show with...
Close the show with Kaleo.
There you go. That's what I'll do.
What the hell is a Kaleo?
You'll see it.
It's a group. They're good. Trust me. They don't suck. They don't suck.
Oh, you know who's on my local radio station?
Who's that?
Gabby, what's her name?
Gabby Barrett, yeah.
Yeah.
Idol. Yeah, she's
the girl who won American Idol.
No, she didn't win. No, this girl
I know
didn't
she didn't win.
Win.
I picked her to win. That's all.
Well, I don't know. I don't watch the dance.
I'm like a voter in Georgia. Stacey Abrams didn't win either, but they're still saying she did.
Well, is she still touting that song, the same one that she won American Idol with, or does she actually have another song?
No, she actually had a song that was a real hit. She made she made top five, I think, on the country charts.
She
really did quite well with it.
I don't pay attention to her for some reason. She just never. I liked her on American Idol, but I just never picked up on her afterwards.
She never sent me the GB hat, so you know. She's dead to
you
me.
Know, these people forget about us. She's dead to me. We're nothing.
I helped her, encouraged her, you know, rooted her on, talked about her ass every week. No GB hat, you're dead.
Hey, you want to talk about helping American Idols out? Well, do you want to know what I did? I got Emily Brooke verified on TikTok. I got Trisha McIntosh verified on TikTok.
Oh, so I love Trish.
So I got them taken care of.
Everybody knows I love Emily. I got her poster sitting right behind me. Jesus.
I have a thank you, a card from Emily Brooke. So that's better than
you got a card. That's nice. At least it got something.
Yeah, of course. So
I have a signed album, a signed poster, and a personal thank you note all within reach of me where I sit. I kind of like Emily Brooke.
She's great. She really is. And, you know, Tristan McIntosh, did you know her brother is a professional baseball player? He plays for the New York Mets.
Yeah, well, Tristan McIntosh should take note of what I just said about Emily Brooke and start sending me shit. She and I have been friends for a long time. I've never asked her for anything. That's
fine. I will go on TikTok after the show, and I will make sure I send her a direct message.
Oh, the COVID thing hadn't happened, she'd have been on the Idol show with us. She was going to come on. I talked to her about that. So anyway,
all right.
Hey, one of the things we had talked about in the show before was applying for that PPP relief fund thing.
Yeah, I can still off hook radio. Just got another notification. I can still cool. apply.
Well, don't
do it. Do it.
Don't.
All right.
Oh, come on. Now, do it.
We talked about it on air at Facebook's encouragement to apply. And I'm glad we didn't, because we told you about the guy with the small trucking company that blew $900,000 on cars, jewelry, and he's now going to have to sell his company to pay his lawyer because he's going to jail. Well, we got another guy.
How much did he ask for? $900,000?
$900,000. He was $2 million and he got $900,000. But this guy, I got a guy from California who believes in the go big or go home method. Okay. This is pretty wild. From LA, a California man was arrested in order held without bond last Thursday for fraudulently obtaining $9 million. in coronavirus relief funds using
awesome.
And he used some of the money to gamble in Vegas.
Some of it.
Andrew Marnell, 40 years old, a resident of Beverly Grove neighborhood of LA. And I always hate they put allegedly in here because they know damn well he did it.
Yeah, but he hasn't been convicted yet, so they have to.
Submitted a number of fraudulent loan applications in relation to the coronavirus pandemic to obtain millions in the Paycheck Protection Program funds. Prosecutors say he used some of the money to make risky stock market bets. He squandered hundreds of thousands of dollars at the Bellagio Hotel and Casino and other gambling establishments in Vegas. Authorities said he was due back in court next Tuesday. He faces 30 years in prison.
Awesome.
Nice.
30 freaking years.
I wonder why he thought he could get away with it.
I don't know, but there's a bullet we dodged.
Yeah, I guess I'm glad we didn't even ask for $100,000 because we'd be screwed.
Well, it depends on what you did with it. If you used it for what it was intended for, you probably would have been fine.
That's true.
I mean, if you took it to Vegas and gambled, no. But if you paid salaries out of it.
So we could have taken the loan off for Off-Hook Radio. We could have paid ourselves some salaries. You know,
If we'd have got $9 million, you have to use 75% of it for salaries of your employees.
All right,
there you go.
And 25% of it for overhead and expenses.
So the three of us pay ourselves a nice $2 million salary. We go buy an island. We disappear. We're out of here.
We each buy an $8 million home. There's your expenses. And we pay ourselves $2.5 million in salary, and we're good.
I did ask one of our local,
or $25 million. I'm sorry,
ladies, about this. She's the accountant for one of our local bakeries, and she works for us too. And I was asking her if she mentioned that their business, the bakery, got the PPE loan, and I said, so how does that work? Do you guys have to pay it back? And she said, no, as long as we use it for what we were, the intents, which was to keep people employed and to purchase product and pay our bills and keep the doors open. She said, we don't have to pay it back, but we have to document everything. And she says, that's what we're doing. We're making sure everything's documented. You know, we're making sure the accountants are all on the same page so that, everything gets filed correctly. And they won't, I don't know how much they got. I didn't ask, none of my business, but they got a good chunk of change to keep their doors open.
Yeah. So. But one of the problems with that bill was that only 25% could be used for overhead, and, running businesses as long as I have, I kind of know that 25% for overhead is really weak.
But I mean, the government also shouldn't be giving you 100%.
But most businesses run payroll between 20 and 25%. Okay, and they're saying 75% of this money had to be used for payroll. And if you've got a $3,000 a month rent on your place, and you've got, $2,000 a month in salary, you're not going to be able to pay the $3,000 a month rent on the place with 25%.
Yeah, but you have to keep in mind, 25% is based on if you're doing 100% of your daily sales, and they weren't. So they had to let people go. So in order, 75% kind of makes sense. Maybe not quite that high, but you have to give more than 25% because you've got to maintain, you got to keep people working that really don't necessarily.
Well, the idea is because your product isn't.
But you don't need the product that they're going to make. So some of these people were probably standing around doing nothing, But the, you know, that, so you did need more than 25% to bring, to allow employees to come, you know, stay there and do nothing instead of going
on. It was still a mistake. Just like adding $600 to unemployment was a mistake.
Hey, I liked it. Thank you.
I know you did, but it encouraged people not to go back to work till it runs out the end of July. And now the Democrats are going, well, extend it till January. Because why? Because they don't want anybody going back to work till after they win the election. Then it'll be okay. Unless you're an illegal alien, then you just come here and we'll give you welfare right off the bat. But that's another story. So who else is going to jail besides the guy in California?
Well, not us now, thank God. So,
nope. Democrats. Democrats are going to jail. This will come as a shock to 90% of America that doesn't pay attention to anything at all, or worse yet, pays attention to MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, and all the other lying motherfuckers out there pretending they're media. KT McFarland had an article today on Fox News. Oh, she was in an article on Fox News, and also Chief of Staff Mark Meadows commented. She says she expects indictments from the Durham probe by the end of the summer. Well, the world has been waiting with bated breath. The informed world has been waiting. This will come as a shock to the Democrats, but Trump really was spied on. The Russian thing really was a hoax, and it was all a setup by Democrats who worked for Obama and Hillary, including members of the FBI and Justice Department. There is, quote, no disputing the fact there is cold, hard evidence of violations of law that will lead to indictments in the Durham probe. Durham is the prosecutor that Attorney General Bill Barr assigned to look into this mess. It's in about the Russia, FBI's Russia investigation. This is from KT McFarland, who should know. She is a very informed woman. She's been in politics forever. She was on the Security Council for a while. There's cold, hard evidence. It turns out the senior officials in the intelligence community and the FBI, they all took notes. They all tested each other. They all had handwritten notes of their meetings. The Durham probe is getting to the point where I think we can expect some indictments coming before the end of the summer. Meanwhile, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Sunday that it's time for people to go to jail as part of this probe. The comments came as Fox News learned this week that Jennifer Boone, a senior FBI official who oversaw the flawed probe into former Trump advisor Carter Page, and none of these people even know who the hell Carter Page is. They think he's a Russian spy. Carter Page was a Navy veteran, and he's a businessman, and he's an honest, true blue, bleeds red, white, and blue American guy who actually cooperated with the CIA when he had business dealings with Russians. He went in and told them what was going on, gave them inside information, that kind of thing. The FBI put in their dossier to the FISA court that Carter Page did the exact opposite, that he was uncooperative with the CIA, which was a total freaking lie. And the person who wrote that, I can't think of his name right now, but he will be one of the people going to jail. One of the weird things, Jennifer Boone, though, who is a senior FBI official who oversaw this probe, has received a major promotion to lead an FBI field office. And the Bureau will not say why. So what I'm telling you is, even though we have a new director of the FBI, the swamp fucking continues. There is no doubt about it.
Well, the swamp is huge. That's the problem.
Yep, and the swamp is trying to eat the president alive.
Yes.
And they have been for 4 years.
And if for some reason the swamp wins in November,
we lose.
We lose. But in the same sense, even if Trump wins in November, we still lose because it's just going to be 4 more years of the swamp.
Not if we take back the House.
No, and that's what's important.
Take back the House, at least shit would get done.
Hopefully.
And see, that's the other thing too. They should just stop with their bullshit. Trump is no hardcore conservative. He'll spend money out the ass to do infrastructure projects and other things to improve the country.
Look at the wall.
Democrats are all in favor of.
Look at the money he wanted to spend on the wall. I mean, that's
they offered him more money than he wanted to spend, and then Oh, he wants it for real? Oh, we'll take it back now. It's just bullshit. So anyway, What else is going on in the world? In our Back the Blue segment tonight, we got a story from the People's Republic of Berkeley. Huh. Okay, and for you morons in Rio Linda, California, Berkeley is also in California. Just thought I'd let you know. The crunchy California city of Berkeley. I don't know why they describe it as crunchy, but it's the New York
granola.
Coast. Oh, granola?
Yeah.
Granola's made in Berkeley?
No, it's crunchy.
Well, that's true. It is crunchy. Anyway, the California city of Berkeley is going to remove cops from traffic enforcement and replace them with unarmed municipal workers.
What are they going to have, a traffic code?
The city's council greenlit the move late Wednesday after 9 hours of debate over the mayor's plan to create a transportation department that handles planning and parking and traffic enforcement. The plan also calls for the formation of a new Berkeley police department that does not respond to calls
new police department
involving the homeless or mentally ill. Both revamps are set to be planned and executed by a steering committee tasked to identify a more limited role for law enforcement and identify elements of police work that could be achieved through alternative programs, policy systems, and community investments. Basically, what this is, and we've told you this before, it's a way for the left to get rid of the only conservatives left in the liberal government, the police. And I know not all police are conservatives, but the majority of them are. And even the Democrats in the police department aren't usually left-wing whack jobs. They don't want that because they can't control them. So they're taking away any place they interact with anybody that isn't like a major violent crime.
Well, and this has been part of the whole defund the police initiative anyways, is that they've been saying that they want to have counselors or the other word that they're using to come to scene, domestic violence scenes. They don't want police officers to come to domestic violence scenes. They're going to have counselors come.
And where half the cops that get shot at the domestic violence.
None of this makes any sense whatsoever. You can't send.
It makes sense to them.
Well, but these people are idiots.
We'll talk about it a little more in a second. But I mean, come on, who the hell's going to pull over?
Not me.
You know, you get some guy who used to be a sanitation worker, and he's in a green outfit and a green car and, electric car that, goes 30 miles.
All you got to do is drive 20 miles and you can't catch me.
Yeah. Who the hell's going to pull over? And if you're a criminal and you got a gun and you're dumb enough to pull over, you don't have to worry about him shooting back either. I mean, does America have any clue what the hell is happening to us right now?
They don't.
I'm starting to worry they don't. I really am. They slashed the police department's budget by 12%, which I'm sure pissed off the far lefties. You know, Berkeley is home of Antifa. That's where these mother effers grew up. That's where they took that gay Asian reporter guy. I can't think of his name right now. And he was trying to film an Antifa rally, and they almost killed him. He got pictures of their faces. They didn't like that, so they broke his camera and pounded him over the head until he collapsed in the street bleeding with a severe concussion. He was hospitalized for a week. He was in serious condition he was in critical condition for a day or two. I mean, these people are nuts. But fans of the proposal cheered its passage. Critics warned taking cops out of traffic enforcement would put whoever replaces them in danger. Duh.
Well, it's just like when we talked about this about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, right when the whole rioting situation started, when Seattle's council voted on, and I don't remember which bill, but they voted on one of those bills to, prostitution. It was, they were no longer going to, make it. They weren't going to have the police arrest the prostitutes and the drug dealers and this and that and everything else. And what blew my mind, and still now, is that the entire city council voted in favor of it. Not one single individual was smart enough to question it. And that's the scariest part here. There's just out of a group of 12 or 15, I don't know how many are on their council, but maybe even more, who knows. But there's not one.
11 or 12, something like that.
Yeah, but not one single person has a brain to say, wait a minute. Well, but still, you would think
City Council does not look like America.
but there should still, I mean, come on, it's like a jury. There's always somebody in a jury. You know, I mean, there's got to be one person that's smart.
Common sense is fucking gone.
It must really be.
I'll tell you how bad this thing is in Berkeley. The worst mayor in the history of freaking mayors, de Blasio from New York City, defended the New York PD's current role in traffic enforcement, saying it's essential to Vision Zero, his scheme to reduce traffic deaths to zero by 2024. Well, yeah, okay. It's another one of those liberal plans that they really don't have any plans to execute, but that's okay.
Hey, just a nice idea, though.
It sounds good. You don't have to really do anything if you're a liberal. You just have to sound good. I don't doubt for a moment.
No, you have to mean well.
The NYPD, and just see these things differently than some of the other advocates do. Traffic enforcement, I think, does belong in the NYPD. So even de Blasio isn't for this. And he cut $1 billion from the New York Police Department.
And he's the biggest moron in the world.
Well, he's close.
You know, there's a couple others.
Yeah, I'm sure he's in the top 10, though.
Yes.
So we have another story that will illustrate how insane putting people who want to defund the police in charge of our country will be. This story illustrates how crime prevention will have to work in a blue USA. And I'm going to bet right now they'll try and stop even this from happening. Dallas, Texas. Last week, Michelle Booker Hicks, he has one of those hyphenated last names. Michelle Booker Hicks of Texas shot a carjacker in the face as he attempted to steal her car, which still had her 2 and 4 year olds inside. She was paying for gas at a Shell station on I-35 last Wednesday night. She saw a man enter her vehicle. She jumped in the back seat and told the gentleman to stop, to get out of the car. He wouldn't get out of the car. He turned around and looked at me. I reached over the armrest to get to my glove compartment. And that's when I fired at him once, when I got the gun from my glove compartment. Okay, so this guy who's now dead, Rick Wright, he's a mugshot here. Obviously, you've never seen Rick Wright at a Mensa meeting. He's stealing a car. The woman's in the back seat. He lets her reach over and get in the glove compartment, grab the gun, and shoot him through in the face.
That's not right.
No. The suspect, 36-year-old Ricky Wright, was shot through the face just under his right eye. He immediately ran the car off the road, crashed into a fence. He exited the vehicle and then collapsed in the middle of the street.
He exited the vehicle. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Climbed out.
Most of them exited the vehicle. Some of it was still there.
Now, unlike St. Louis, Booker Hicks currently faces no charges, and attorney Toby Shooks doubts there will be any forthcoming. When children are involved, obviously the authorities are going to be very understanding. Law says that if a reasonable person in her situation would have acted the same way, found it immediately necessary to protect herself or a third party, in this case her children, it is legitimate self-defense. See, it's legitimate self-defense everywhere. Now, she didn't have a license to carry, but in Texas, you can carry a firearm inside your vehicle without a license.
I thought you could carry a period.
You cannot carry it on your person. You can't carry it on your person concealed, no.
Oh, not concealed. Not yeah, but you can open carry in Texas, correct?
I believe you
with,
can.
With no permit, I believe.
Yeah, now see, to make the few liberals that have lasted through 29 minutes happy, I don't like open carry laws. And I am a lifetime member of the NRA, but I think open carry laws are stupid. Makes people nervous for no friggin' reason.
Well, but the problem
the
is...
The cool thing is you don't want the bad guy to know you're the one with the gun.
No, you're right. But here's the issue with the concealed carry, especially in New York. And again, we've talked about this here on this show before. In New York State, if you have your gun concealed and somebody happens to see it, you lose your license. Like if you accidentally move your
really?
Jacket. Oh, yeah. In New York State, if I'm in a grocery store and I see that you have a gun on accident, I can call and your license is gone immediately. Nobody is to know you are carrying a concealed weapon in New York State. And that gets worse.
Don't they even check to see if you're lying?
What do you mean?
You called it. I have a license to conceal carry.
If somebody reports
you call the police and say, I can see his gun, but I left my gun at home.
Well, what if you're like, what if you're Plaxico Burress? Remember him?
Yeah, he shot himself in the nuts, didn't he?
Yeah, that was like 11 and a half years ago. It's November of 08, I'm looking at it.
It's just very strict here.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, Slim, but my thought is, what happens if you're lying? You say I'm carrying my gun and I'm not.
Well,
they're going to pull my license anyway?
I guess they would.
There's
actually
no due process?
There would be some due process, but you're definitely going to be there's going to be an investigation, and the chances are, if you did carry the gun in there and they find and it's proven that you did, you are going to lose your concealed carry. And the other thing in New York State is, if you pull your gun with a concealed carry, you better have a justified reason to use it, or you will lose the concealed carry. And I realize most people say that sounds stupid because you wouldn't pull the gun unless you had a justified reason. No. If you have a concealed carry and you get into a fight with one of your buddies outside and you pull that gun out, you're done. Your concealed carry is history. Like I said, you have to be able, it has to be pulled only in a justified situation. Which, like if you walked in and a store was being robbed and you pulled your gun, that is a justified situation.
Well, I think, I don't know if Plaxico Burress had a concealed carry permit or not, but he was such a moron. He was at a nightclub and he's wearing sweats and he had the gun down his pants and it rooched around and he shot himself in the thigh. Aqib Talib, who was a cornerback in the NFL for a lot longer than Plaxico Burress was a receiver, he shot himself in the thigh, in June of 08. So, you know, I just think if you're going to take guns away from somebody, maybe you should take them away from NFL players. They can afford security anyway.
Yeah.
But you're saying, you know, this is what's going to happen if these people get elected. And you're going to say, Zip, you're full of crap. Joe Biden has not endorsed defunding the police. He said he was not in favor of it.
Well, he's not, but the party that's going to pull all of Joe Biden's strings.
That's what we're getting to.
Does. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter if Joe Biden wins. If Joe Biden wins, the key here is who his vice president is. Because in February is who's going to run this country if Joe Biden wins. I don't think they have any intentions on Joe Biden running this country.
No, the people who will be running the country will not be somebody in public that you'll see every day.
Well, no. But the person who's going to be our forefront person that you see making all the appearances, they're going to find a way to say Joe Biden's sick. He went crazy. He lost his mind. And if, you know, someone like Kamala Harris or whoever he picks the VP is now going to be the one that steps in and takes over for Biden.
Pocahontas is moving up the list.
Yeah, well, but she's not black. She's
a woman of color. How dare you?
She's turned it away. She wants one of the three black women to win. I apologize. Whatever I'm supposed to say.
The point is, we don't think, like Slim just said, we don't think that what Biden said about defunding the police, that he's against it, matters at all. The Marxists, the Black Lives Matter people and the Antifa people, they're both Marxists. They've got corporate backing, which means gobs of cash from corporate America. And, you know, corporate America cutting off their own nose to spite their face.
They don't care.
I don't think it's corporate America.
They're the ones giving the money, though. They're being pressured to give the money. There's like, we're going to give you $5 million. We'll give you $10 million. Just leave us alone. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
But it's under the auspices of minority treatment. At the hands of the police. But that isn't the real goal. Power is the real goal. That's what matters. If you don't believe me, see the crime stats in Chicago, New York City, Seattle, Portland, Atlanta, more. You don't hear squat about any of that, as we've discussed in the last few weeks. But if you believe Biden is winning, there's a reason. And nobody less than former Black Panther and Communist Party member and Communist Party vice presidential candidate, by the way, Angela Davis, who, of course, is a professor emeritus at Cal. So she's getting paid big bucks to be a radical in public. She had an interview with a Russian TV show last week. And she clearly tells us why the radical left is supporting Creepy Joe. We're going to listen to her, Angela Davis, in her own words, talk about why Joe Biden is the man. Go ahead, Slim.
Well, I hope you hear it. It will air. I don't know. We'll see.
So I think that in the long run, we need to break out of the two-party system, both of which are very much tied to corporate capitalism. But of course, that is for the long run. And we have less than 5 months before the upcoming election. I don't see this election as being about choosing a candidate who will be able to lead us in the right direction. It will be about choosing a candidate who can be most effectively pressured into allowing more space for the evolving anti-racist movement. Biden is very problematic in many ways. He is not only in terms of his past and the role that he played in pushing toward mass incarceration, but he has indicated that he is opposed to disbanding the police. And this is definitely what we need. We need to reconceptualize the very notion of public safety. But Biden is far more likely to take mass demands seriously, far more likely than the current occupant of the White House. So that this coming November, the election will ask us not so much to vote for the best candidate, but to vote for or against ourselves. And to vote for ourselves, I think, means that we will have to campaign for and vote for Biden.
There you go.
There you go. Translation. Donald Trump won't put up with our shit. We can make Biden do anything we want. There you go. Real simple. She said it very eloquently. She said it. I give her credit for being so honest.
But that even leads
me. Of course, it wasn't a Russian TV program. But
that even leads me more to what I think will happen is that, like I said, within 2 months of Biden being inaugurated, which I have read that all the contingency plans on if anything happens, before the election, between the election and the inauguration and after the inauguration, I've read all their, contingencies and stuff. And, I'm telling you, they have no intentions on Biden actually running this country. None.
I absolutely 100% agree with you.
But I think it's going to be who's in his VP spot.
No, I don't.
Along with the people that are.
There's nobody he's considering for VP that is funding all this crap. George Soros and corporate America is funding this crap. The Ben and Jerry's guys. Ben and Jerry's guys don't own Ben and Jerry anymore. They sold it for billions of dollars. Yeah, now what do they do with ass. Now what do they do with their billions of dollars? They give it to the same people George Soros gives it to, the radical left.
But here's the this
that's who they're in favor of. But here's what I don't understand. Why would somebody who built a business? You can be liberal all you want. That's fine. There's no problems with people being liberal. There is problem with people being insane. People want to tear down the country that built them up and made them billionaires.
And
because they got theirs.
Yeah, they got theirs.
Screw everybody else.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's the American way.
That's why you're on the show, CB, because that's some.
Well, it's real simple.
Very succinct.
But here's our scary part with Joe. What was it 2 weeks ago when he came out of his basement and he was fed
shadow.
He was fed the questions ahead of time and he calls Joe AP. Who's Joe AP? That was Joe from the Associated Press, but he's such a friggin' moron that
plus he had the answers on his on
exactly. So he comes out of the basement this last week to do his thing, and of course he takes absolutely zero questions because he can't do anything on the fly, and he definitely
there's not
can't
be any debates.
I don't think there will be a debate.
Even when he's got this stuff on the teleprompters and stuff like you were saying, Slim. He screws it up. We had an example of it, I think, last week or the week before. We got one tonight. I think Joe Biden is admitting he's a pedophile here. I'm not quite sure, but that could be one interpretation. We got a 15-second clip for you.
There you go.
To get our people to work and our kids to school safely, to get our kids to market swiftly, to power a clean energy revolution in this country, we need to modernize America's infrastructure.
All right, we want to get our children to market quickly.
Well, yeah. You don't want them to spoil.
He threw that in there for George Clooney.
Well, as much as, we find these kinds of things because that's the stuff we like to do on this radio show. But that actual sound clip was discovered. Numerous people found, listened, heard, and picked that out, and it got thrown all over and went viral that Abe was, you know, was it a slip or was he actually referring to that whole
slip? I mean, it was a slip.
Yeah, but there's we have this whole Epstein situation.
Even if Joe Biden is a pedo, he wouldn't admit it.
Yeah, well, in his state of mind, he very well might.
Might have been a Freudian slip, but it was a slip.
I can't believe Maxwell hasn't croaked yet.
Well, I feel bad for her in this one small regard. She was denied bail. Okay.
Yeah. Well.
And they set her trial for next July. So basically said, we got charges against you, but you get a 1 year prison sentence before whatever happened to the right to a rapid trial. You know, I don't know. I mean, I understand it's a capital crime or something like that, you know, but you know, 14, 15, 16, 17 year old girls, she, you know, that's a bad crime. She should get punished for it and stuff. But I don't, is that a no bail crime? I mean, Jesus God. I don't know. I just thought she should have bail.
Well, first of all, she hasn't been convicted of anything.
If she got bail, she'd be dead faster, though. That's true.
Yeah, but how is with the crimes that she's been? I've read the report from the one girl that they've been working on. You know, that was going to testify in this whole thing. And I mean, this girl belongs. This lady belongs in jail. She should not be on bail, because if she isn't goes out on bail, she will disappear. Passports, you know, revoked or not, she's gone. She's gone.
We'll see. I just don't believe in that no bail shit, unless it's like kidnapping, you know. Or,
well, I mean, the idea of bail is to make sure you show up for trial.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what bail is huge.
You could have confined her to, you know, somewhere, but well, I don't know, whatever. I don't feel too bad for her no matter what. I'm just waiting to see the films. You know? But anyway.
Well, not the PETA films.
No. I don't want to see the kids. I want to see which politicians are banging them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do have
because
to say,
believe me, there's, you got to look. You look at the friggin' list of Pato Island.
My
God! You know, I put a post up. There's three CNN guys on there.
I have to say though, there's one thing that Trump is lying about with this whole Epstein Island thing, because he has said publicly that he never had any contact with Epstein, and he did remove Epstein from one of his, you know, Trump places once he found out Epstein was involved in what he was involved in. However, there is a photo, and it is legitimate. It is genuine. Yeah. It is not photoshopped, of Trump and Epstein together on what appears to be a couch, with Epstein leaned back into Trump and almost Trump's arm around Epstein. So they do know each other. They have met each other.
Well, they've taken a picture.
But he has denied that. He denies that he knows anything.
He won't deny it now. Somebody found a picture.
The picture's not that old. The picture's been out, or the picture's old. The picture's been circulating for a year in the back forums and stuff. It's not really a secret, and that's why I don't understand why more people haven't thrown that into the mainstream, that this picture does exist. Not that I want Trump
because
sabotage,
you know,
but
no, Trump's got one picture with him and threw him out of one of his properties as soon as he got convicted of this stuff. You got Hollywood and corporate types all over this country that have been hanging out buddy, bosom buddies with Epstein for decades. And, you know, they don't want to make too big a deal out of this, because Trump's going to just come right back on them because they actually did something.
Well, Trump didn't
do nothing. He ain't worried about it. Believe me, if there was anything to it, the media would be all over it.
But if he didn't do anything wrong, then why is he so adamant on that he has never had contact with him? Because he has been asked
maybe
that.
He doesn't remember.
He just doesn't remember.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. You know, anyway,
I mean, the guy's got thousands and thousands of apartments he's rented to millionaires.
Yes, I know. But I think if you took a picture on a semi, it's not seductive, but that's could be interpreted that way. But it's that type of picture. Not that they were doing anything, but
well, I think Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were invited to Chelsea Clinton's wedding. He was already convicted then.
But that's the Clintons.
Media didn't make any deal about that either. You know, I think the media is a lot more into this than so it'll come out eventually, but it won't make any difference in the election. Nike, you know, that company that I don't like. And I will never buy any more Liverpool shirts because Nike will be their kit sponsor as of next season. They continue their corporate malfeasance. You know, they lost nearly $1 billion last quarter. But, you know, instead of those Betsy Ross kicks that would have sold like crazy last summer, I might have even bought some. And I don't like Nike, never did, but Betsy Ross shoes, I'd have bought them. But no, Colin Kaepernick thought they were offensive. So they pulled them back. Well, this summer they've got a new hit for everybody.
Especially Slim.
Yeah, SB Dunk Lows. SB Dunk Lows is the name of their new shoes. They are Grateful Dead sneakers.
No, not for me. Sorry.
Nike and psychedelic rock legends Grateful Dead have partnered up on a new line of sneakers, and they even feature a zip-up pouch pandering to certain proclivities of the group's fan base. In other words, you can put weed in there. Wherever it's legal, of course, in the article it says. Yeah, bullshit.
Okay. What did the Grateful Dead fan say when he ran out of grass?
What?
This music sucks.
These people that go hear them live and stuff, you know, they played in the before Auto-Tune. And I saw them once and I thought they sucked.
See, now the whole thing with the Grateful Dead, and I'm not a Grateful Dead fan at all, but it's not about listening to their albums at home. It really is about the culture of going to the shows, or, you know, now it's the cover bands and the whole getting high and just relaxing and enjoying the music. It's like, you know, the whole Pink Floyd.
Because
thing.
When you're high, it doesn't suck.
You're right. It does. The music,
I was pretty high, and I still thought it sucked.
It was really bad.
Yeah, but Led Zeppelin sucked. The Doors sucked. Great. I mean, they all really weren't that good.
I never saw the Doors. I was too young, but that's all right. The Dancing Bear mascot will be on the tongue of the shoes, with two more adorning the sock liner by the heel. The sneakers are made of faux fur, which, you know, that's what I want in my sneakers, faux fur. It's used to accent parts of the shoe and suede. The tongue also doubles as the coveted zip-up pouch. They have them orange, green, and yellow.
I'm glad orange, they advertise the fact you can store your pot in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're just not. I don't like
these. No, I mean, that's the first place. Hey, you got green sneakers on. Let me see. Happy carrying drugs.
The Dancing Bear mascot's long been synonymous with their name and time-tested symbol of rock and roll iconography. The band's audio engineer, who was dubbed Bear, not only pioneered the band's groundbreaking wall of sound approach to live music, but assisted in the design of the lovable cartoon. Maybe that's why people thought it was good, because it was so damn loud that it's like, you know, you're just kind of numb. You're going, oh, yeah, this is good, man. The band's benefactor, Bear was a big part of what they were. They were talented musicians, but they wouldn't have had the financial freedom to forego jobs, move to L.A., and do all that stuff without the innovations and contributions from Bear. So basically, Nike founder Sandy Bodecker helped create that authenticity within the skating community. I don't know what that has to do with them, but I'm looking at these with the fur on them and crap.
They're stupid.
Who the fuck would be caught dead in these things?
Well, people will, and they'll pay a fortune for them. What do they cost? Does it say by chance in there what they cost or no?
No, it doesn't, but I'll look it up quick.
Because I'm sure, you know, these are going to be...
Sure, it ain't cheap.
No, they're going to be 150, if not more. And people will line up out the side doors like they do for
iPhones. Well, right, you know, here's iPhones. A pair for $2,000.
There you go.
Jesus.
I think
a pair of sneakers?
Well, you know what that was. They aren't out yet, so that was a stolen prototype.
It's just, it is absolutely crazy. With
I would bet they go for $250.
Oh, without a doubt they do.
That would be my guess.
Without a doubt.
You know, the top of the line custom New Balance ones I get are in that price range. But, you know, I always wanted Air Jordans, but Nike makes them, so sorry. Oh, anyway.
I'm into Adidas these days. I like my Adidas sneakers.
Adidas.
I like Adidas.
Hey, you know George Steffi Stephanopoulos of ABC News?
You know,
he was a Clinton campaign guy. He's a liberal political commentator and a Democrat advisor. And he's been sold to America as a straight news.
And a douchebag.
Yes. No, he's a straight newsman.
Yeah, he's a douchebag.
How dare you think he's not honest and forthright?
Yeah, he's a douchebag.
You know, except for when he wrecked his car into the other car and he left the scene. The little stock manipulation thing and the legal contributions to the Clinton Foundation. Other than that, straight newsman.
He's a douchebag.
Douchebag. Thank you.
Well, I'll bet you, even though you know him as a douchebag, you don't know his wife.
She's a douchebag.
Let's introduce you to Mrs. Stephanopoulos.
She's Mrs. Douchebag.
Yeah, there we go.
As CB said, Mrs. Yeah, douchebag.
Because you know what the story's about because we talked about it on a pre-show. You're correct.
Nope, I wasn't there. Well, yeah.
Yeah, you were, sort of.
Kind of. I was playing Angry Birds.
Okay, you know which side he comes down on, whether actually, kids should go to school this fall. He doesn't want kids going to school. He doesn't want us to endanger our kids' lives. But while his kids are staying at home, his two teenage daughters with his wife, her latest admission should have you wondering whether the Stephanopoulos family knows what's in your kids' best interests, or even their own. In a recent interview with Will and Grace's Deborah Messing, oh yeah, she's normal, comedian Allie Wentworth, which is Mrs. Stephanopoulos. I've actually seen Allie Wentworth on, maybe it was Netflix or somewhere, HBO or something. Or maybe it was one of those roasts. She's a comedian. She's acceptable. She's reasonably funny. But now she basically stays at home with her kids. They've been married since 01. She opened up on this podcast about her insane parenting methods involving educating her kids about pornography.
That's important.
Guys, my parents couldn't explain the birds and bees to me, let alone, you know, hey, buddy, here's a porno. You want to talk about
it? Maybe they should have done that and you would learn.
Yeah, well.
That's what we did. I took my dad's Hustlers in third grade to school.
You can... There's a normal strategy, you know, as a parent, where you educate your kids about the dangers of the corruption of porn. The
25 cents a beat.
Addictive medium. It profits off exploitation of women and has been linked to sex trafficking. But here's what Mrs. Stephanopoulos told her Hollywood friend about watching porn with her children. She has two daughters, and she said, you can't stop them, so I'll watch it with them. I'd look at the porn with them that one time, like they're performing. Oh, that's wonderful. Then she explained in a way that it could provide context about the practice to her kids. You see, watching with her kids would allow her to explain how it's exploitative of the actors. She added, in porn, women have been conditioned to look and act a certain way. They're performing. And it's dangerous to have boys see this as something women want. Isn't that wonderful? How about telling your daughters to turn it off? It's dangerous. How would it not be awkward for the Stephanopoulos parents to sit with their teenage daughters as the actors simulate sex?
Simulate?
Yeah. I don't know where the word simulate. Apparently this writer doesn't really go on porno.
Yeah, I was going to say, ain't porn they're watching.
Her excuse that the kids are going to do it anyway is sort of like she's just surrendering. Must be their birthday. To the world.
She's going to be one of those cool parents that lets all the kids drink at her house.
Yeah.
At least they're not out driving.
Yeah, you give in to the world's corruptive influence over your own kids, so she'll just let them have it and frame it for them in a healthy way. Porn's bad for men and women in different ways. Many studies focus on porn's destructive effects on males. That women can be just as at risk of becoming dependent upon pornography as men. A group cited in a German study claimed at least 17% of women consider themselves addicted to porn. And half of those women were internet porn consumers. So great for Ms. Wentworth or Mrs. Stephanopoulos.
Oh, great for Pornhub.
Expose your daughters to potential porn addiction as long as you talk to them about their feelings afterwards.
Feelings.
These are teenage girls. Oh, I caught them looking at porn. So why not I'll sit here and watch it with them? Oh, God.
No, thank you. I wouldn't watch. My kids are in their 30s. I wouldn't sit down and watch it with them now.
Oh. Yeah, I tell you, I agree. Our stupid criminal of the week is from somewhere. It happened five days ago. I still can't find his name. 50-50
shot, he's from Florida.
It could be. It happened in D.C., though, but it could be. I wouldn't put it past him. Florida's got a lot of nuts. Following up on this crime is sparse because it doesn't fit the media narrative, but we're going to tell you anyway. Happened in Washington, D.C. on July 14th, so 6 days ago, last Tuesday. A police car was set ablaze and exploded outside the Supreme Court on Wednesday. I'm sorry. And authorities quickly apprehended a suspect who burned himself up while torching the vehicle.
Dumbass.
He poured accelerant on the vehicle, set it on fire. It's an unmarked Supreme Court police vehicle. It's obviously a cop car, though. I can see it burning here. It's kind of obvious. And the car was totally burned, and an adjacent court vehicle was also damaged. The individual suffered burns in the process and was taken to custody by Supreme Court police.
Hope he burned his dick off.
Transported by ambulance for treatment of his injuries. The U.S. Attorney for D.C., which prosecutes most local and federal crimes in the city, didn't respond to requests for more information. But Marissa Barrera, an aide to Senator Bernie Sanders, tweeted footage of the flaming vehicle on her lunch break. She said in her tweet, there's a car on fire at SCOTUS. It's still in the process of exploding periodically. I guess outdoor lunch break is over. See, we got a police car burning. We get a joke out of it. That's good. That's good. They write this shit for us.
We do.
Oh, the world's going to hell, but we're here to try and make you smile a little bit about it and maybe give you some news you don't get anywhere else.
Yeah, we're not eating outside.
And we play really good 80s music the rest of the week.
Well, the 90s and dance.
And you don't play dance music.
I do. I play dance music all the time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you dance?
No. But, you know, if you have the app downloaded from Apple or Google, you'll get in your enable push notifications. You'll know exactly what I'm playing every day because I'll send out a notification in the morning and tell you what today's music is.
Okay. Alternative Rock Day, I want KLAO on there.
I will work on an alternative rock day just for you. And like I said, download the app, Zone Out Radio. That's the home of Off the Hook Radio, the home of Idle Radio Show, and any future shows that we may take on our network. So
We're going to continue.
Daryl on our network.
Maybe.
We're going to continue to give you some obscure music that I like from a band you never heard of.
Oh, yeah. All right. So
this is KLAO Hot Blood.
Bye, Wesley. Don't listen.
Yeah, please.
Listen to Hot Blood. It's a good song.
No, well, you decide. Good night.
You turn your back, you're a broken man. They come around and just die in the shade of your head. I don't expect you to understand. Just keep telling yourself there's no shame. They don't know. Love is gonna get you. the better man. You want to reach for the things that nobody can. All you need is to break away, yeah. Keep telling yourself there's no shame. They don't know about who we are. They don't know about you and I. Blood love is gonna get her. And then you get up and get up and get up again. Get up and get up, get up on your chair. Now you get up and get up and get up again. Yeah.